Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And it is indeed, again, an honor to be in your homes so late at night. Amen. For me, it's 10 o'clock. Amen. But God had a word in season, and I wanted to give you the word. Praise God. Because the word is what heals, the word is what sets free, and the word is what delivers. Amen. So we need to understand what's going on with us and how to deal with it and what will help us in order to overthrow and overcome this enemy, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down those imaginations, those images, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so because of this, we need to know how to carry this anointing and how to protect it, because the enemy is coming in order to destroy. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you right now and give you the glory and all the honor and praise, because you are worthy to be praised and lifted up. We thank you, Lord God, that you're opening up the ears, amen, and the eyes, amen, to your people so that they can understand what is going on in the spirit realm and how to deal with the issues by the anointing that they carry. For the Bible said the anointing destroys the yoke, amen, and it will destroy every yoke. So we bind up Lucifer in Jesus' name and all of his helpers, all those devils and demons, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but there are principalities out there, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world, and we need to know how to tear these strongholds down. Amen. They're throwing fiery darts at us, God, but we, amen, through your Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the anointing and his blood, amen, and that are all can overcome everything that is in the world. So I just want to praise you right now and give you glory. You are worthy to be praised. I told you, I barak you, I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I shabak you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in you we live and move and have our beings. It's not in no devil. The devil don't have the final say. So, God, we ask you to move, amen, by your spirit in Jesus' name. My thought is the anointed has to be consecrated. The anointed has to be consecrated. Amen. A lot of people think because you get the anointing, amen, that's all you need, but once you're anointed by God, he begins to move and set you aside for the master's use. Every high priest that is called for office, amen, to do or work for God, even now the lay people, because the veil has been rent in twain, and so the lay people all can go in under the anointing and the blood of Jesus Christ. But because of this, amen, praise God, we have to understand that this anointing that you carry, you got to guard it. You got to protect it. And at the same time, you got to stay consecrated, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because you ain't going into no holy of holies. You ain't going before the Lord without the blood and the anointing. You're not going before God, amen, without the anointing, because the anointing is the Holy Spirit. The anointing is tangible. Amen. It's transferable. You can lay hands on somebody and that anointing will go into that person and begin to destroy the yokes. To anoint, it literally means to rub or apply oil or ointment to a wound or for ministerial services. So we know that, amen, is the application. Amen. The Hebrew commonly anoint themselves with oil. They anoint their kings and their priests. Amen. They anoint use the oil for even if a wound is on a person or an animal. They use that oil, amen, because that oil will help heal, amen, that wound. So the Holy Spirit, amen, which is the anointing, amen, and he will destroy every yoke. And he will heal, amen, in essence, the things that are pertaining to whatever's going on. It takes the anointing to remove cancer or AIDS or sugar diabetes from a body. It takes the anointing to preach. You just can't go up and stand before the pulpit and preach, amen, because the Bible says the letter kill it, but the spirit bring it life. It makes life to everything that you stand up, amen, and minister before the people. And we too often want to put the Holy Spirit on the back burner and go by our flesh. And there are a lot of people that can quote scriptures because they memorize it, or they can quote scriptures, amen, praise God, and be so eloquent, but they don't have no anointing. All they have is flesh working on the inside and outside of them, amen, in front of the congregation. When Isaiah spoke a word in chapter 1, he called the anointing, amen, in essence, an eminence or vineyard that was fruitful and fat, and he called it a horn, the son of oil, and that's chapter 1. And in chapter 10, verse 27, it shall come to pass, this is what the words say, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Isaiah said that God would destroy the yoke of the enemy that they had placed on the Israelites. He would destroy it off of their neck. Amen. By the quantity of oil that he would pour on them. That means that God don't just anoint you one time. A lot of people say, I got mine and I'm going on. They forget to understand that as you go from level to level, from dimension to dimension, there is an anointing that has to follow that, that has to go before it, amen, has to be around it, amen, in order for you to survive, because the enemy, he's coming in like a flood. And he's coming in order to knock that anointing off of you, to make you walk away from God, because he don't want you to have a relationship with God, but he want to destroy that anointing because he know that the anointing will destroy him. That's why he try to keep you in one level. That's why you go around mountains over and over and over again and can't get anywhere because, amen, you haven't asked God for that double portion. Amen. Elijah asked, Elisha, they call him, asked Elijah, or Elijah asked Elijah, amen, for a double portion of the anointing, of that mantle that he would carry, so that he knew that the work that was ahead of him would be hard. So he needed that anointing, that double portion, in order to make and meet his destination, amen, praise God, and finish his course in honor. So the quantity of oil that he would pour on us, amen, praise God, is important. Jesus would send the Holy Spirit, that anointing, amen, oil that would, amen, destroy the yoke of the enemy. He knew that Satan was the thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy in John 10:10. So, amen, praise God. He said down further, he said, but I am come that you might have life, and that much more abundantly. So he knew the anointing would bring life. In the first chapter of John, it speaks about Jesus coming into the world, and darkness comprehended it not because his deeds was evil. Well, amen, Jesus had the anointing that brought in the light. Amen. He had the oil, amen, that brought in the light. And the light would illuminate in the dark world in order for the saints, amen, to see what was attacking them. Without the oil, without the Holy Spirit, you can't see what's attacking you. Because the enemy, amen, is deceptive. He'll come in with family demons, in visions and dreams. He'll come in with kinfolk's demons. He'll come in with all kind of strategies of trying to give you gifts so that you can take your focus off of God But the Bible said that the anointing destroyed the yoke. And so as the enemy come in, amen, and try to entrap you through your thoughts and your visions and dreams, that anointing will reveal, amen, the darkness, amen, and it gives you an opportunity to resist the devil. For the Bible says if you resist him, he will flee. The high priest Joshua and Zerubbabel, they were called the sons of Oz. You can look at Zechariah 14:4-14. That is, each of them had received this sacred unction, and that's John 2:20. The Holy Spirit gives us the unction, which means Holy Spirit that anoints, amen, amen, us so that the anointing can destroy every yoke. Job, amen, had to be anointed, amen, and he spoke about it, the conditions and the terms of his first prosperity. You remember Job, amen, was attacked by Satan twice. First time, Job lost everything, his children, his cattle, all of his worldly possessions and wealth, amen. And Job had exercised, amen, his mind to remember that, amen, as God called him forth and protected him, amen, during the first attack that Satan put on him, he had enough anointing to resist the devil because the devil wanted him to yield and become subject to the yoke that he had placed him up under, and he had enough anointing to resist the devil and defeat the devil through that anointing. Amen. You need to tell your neighbor, the anointing has to be consecrated. Amen. Praise God. So he went on, amen, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus, and understood the conditions or terms of his first prosperity, what he had to do to obtain his prosperity, and how to keep it. Amen. He said that the rocks which were fountains of oil to him, his anointing that destroyed every yoke, and that's found in Job 15:6. He remembered how Jacob also, he had been told about Jacob, amen, and took a rock, or we call it a stone, and anointed it and put his head on the rock, amen, praise God, for comfort, and that's in Genesis 28:18. Jacob had to anoint that rock, amen, that stone in order to remind him of the power of God. That anointing kept Jacob, amen, praise God, for the suffering that he would have to go through. For he even let us know that he was a man born, you know, and his life was had that sorrows in it. Amen. So the anointing oil was placed upon Aaron, the high priest, by order of God, in order for him to hold the priest office. Amen. We have a position with God. Amen. Praise God, to do the will of God. You don't even have to be a pastor to be anointed, because anointing is given freely, amen, by the Holy Ghost when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Moses poured the oil all over Aaron's head, and then anointed his right ear, his right thumb, and his big right toe. Amen. The right ear was for hearing from God, the word of God, because the Bible said there are many voices. The right thumb was for being a pen of a ready writer. Psalms, praise God, Isaiah, praise God. Psalms 45. Amen. We must know the word. We must document the word. What we hear in the Spirit, amen, it's good to write it down, because it's your witness, and also, amen, it's to be passed on for others to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. And the big toe is for, amen, praise God, that anointing, amen, that's on it is for direction. Amen. Because all of those areas were anointed with oil for light, amen, which is the Holy Spirit, which illuminates. Those many voices that you hear in your ear, amen, that light will illuminate, and it will expose the devil so that you can hear clearly from God. Aaron is anointed before the sacrificial lamb was killed. While in this case, the priest, amen, the oil was applied before the blood sacrifice. On the other hand, Christ, the sinless one, required no preparation, amen, for receiving the anointed oil and sacrificing a lamb, because he was the lamb that was shed. His blood was shed after he was anointed and was crucified at Calvary. Moses had to anoint Aaron for priesthood. The Holy Spirit anointed Jesus for priesthood. Luke 4:1, amen, 17 to 18, amen. Jesus literally was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and he stayed in there 40 days and 40 nights, amen. But he had the Holy Spirit that led him and kept him anointed for the things that Satan would throw after him, those fiery darts, those lies and those deceptions, those tricks and traps, those lust spirits, seducing spirits, mind-boggling spirits, all of those demons that try to attack, amen, praise God, people as well as Jesus during the time of his temptation. Yes, we have spirits that come in and visions and dreams, lust spirits that come in and all kind of lying, all kind of promises that Satan really tries to give you in order for you to take your focus off of God. But Jesus passed the test because the Holy Spirit was there. The Holy Spirit is your guide. He will never leave you and abandon you. You will leave him most often, but amen, he won't leave you. Most often we are tempted after the anointing, it comes upon us in order to prove us if we can stand under pressure. Satan will pressure you so bad. The Bible said one could put 10,000, one could put 1,000 a flight, but two can put 10,000 a flight. That means that you got 1,000 demons fighting you every day, if that's the case, amen. Praise God. Sometimes you got less and sometimes you got more. But this 1,000 is enough to tear down your whole livelihood and destroy you. But because of the anointing, amen, praise God, you can destroy that 1,000. If you get too bad and pressures get too hard, get a prayer partner. They will help you destroy those 10,000 that are coming after you. All kind of demons, amen, praise God, witchcraft demons, all kind of demons, adultery demons, fornication demons, lying, seducing spirits, all kind of beguiling spirits, all kind of spirits that want to take and destroy you, all kind of sickness and disease. So you have to have that anointing that would destroy that yoke, because the enemy want to yoke you up and cause you to fall, amen, by the things that he does with your children, drugs and alcohol, all kind of prejudice, racial demons, all kind of demons are there to destroy the soulless realm of you, amen, because Satan works with the soul. After the anointing, then God will begin to consecrate you. That's a blood application. When God has set you aside for ministry, he always consecrates you. No consecration, no anointing. You are then to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. The anointing will always consecrate you for ministry. Aaron required the preparation of applying the oil on him. Amen. Praise God. By Moses, praise God. Amen. For service. His right ear, his right thumb, and his right toe. Amen. Moses had to anoint his head, amen, with oil, praise God, before he could appear before the Lord for service. Leviticus 8:1. We cannot appear before the Holy of Holies. We cannot appear before Lord without the Holy Spirit, without that anointing and the consecration, because the anointing destroys the yoke, amen, and Jesus' blood consecrate us, amen, so that we can come in to the Holy of Holies to come in behind the veil. On the other hand, Jesus was prepared by the Holy Spirit in order to appear before God. Amen. Right after he was baptized by John, the Holy Spirit came upon him as a dove and rested upon his shoulder. Today, that same Holy Spirit come upon us so that we can be anointed, amen, and the blood of Jesus consecrate us, praise God. That anointing illuminate us, is light, amen, amen, that shines in a dark world, amen, that's full of demons, praise God, without the light, amen. If you go out on your porch without the light, all you see is darkness, can't see what's ahead of you. But once the light come in, once that anointing come in, once that illumination come in, amen, once the Holy Spirit begin to work in you and do what's needed, then you will begin to do the things, amen, hallelujah, that God has chosen you to do, amen, even though you attack. You got all kind of people that would attack you when you say you call, jealousy, envy, all kind of people that will literally fight against the will of God in your life. And then they turn around and think they're doing God a favor. The high priest Aaron and his son had to be washed in water. Then the garment had to be clean and oil poured on them before they could enter into the holy place. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, led into temptation in the wilderness. The wilderness means a time of testing. Then he tore the veil, he rent the veil in two for the believers, signifying that there is no separation between God and man. All can be anointed to enter into the Holy of Holies by the way of the Holy Spirit, the anointed one, the anointing. Hebrews 6 and 19, Hebrews 9, amen. And you can read those chapters. Hebrews 10, the blood of Jesus was given, amen, to us, amen. And it was given to us to have accessibility to enter into the Holy of Holies, for the blood consecrate us. Praise God. Then Moses had to anoint the tabernacle with the anointing oil in order to sanctify it for service. Now, on the other hand, after he had anointed, then he sprinkled the blood. Every utensil had to be anointed. The Holy Spirit lit upon Jesus and rested upon Jesus as a dove. Matthew would speak about that, Isaiah 61 and Luke 4. He was consecrated, sent into the wilderness, tempted by Satan in order to prove his faithfulness to God and his true calling. Praise God. We are first proven, then we belong to God by what we are proven to show as far as our faithfulness toward God. But by Satan's temptation, he literally wanted to destroy, amen, Jesus, but Jesus remained faithful. Saints, we have to remain faithful even unto death. Amen, because that anointing that you have will keep you. Amen, Jesus said in John 14, he said he's going to go away to prepare a place for us, but he said he was going to send the Comforter. And when the Comforter comes, he'll guide and teach us into all truth. Amen, praise God. Amen, thank you, Jesus. The blood is poured on us while we are being proven. We are consecrated for service and set aside by the blood. Hebrew 10 and 19. We get many anointings in the process of the time that we live on earth. Amen. Praise God. We go from glory to glory, from level to level, from dimension to dimension. And that anointing illuminates. That's illumination. But only if we endure, praise God. And by it, if we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, if we reject him, he will reject us. Praise God. You must guard your anointing because the anointing destroys the yoke that Satan put upon you. When you see you going from dimension to dimension, when you see the warfare is heating up and Satan is really attacking you harder than he attacked you last year, one of the reasons is he don't want you to get to where you need to be with God so you can receive your blessing. But the other reason is that Amen. Praise God. He's afraid that, amen, if you get enough anointing, that yoke will be destroyed. He want to keep you yoked up so that you can't make your life to become what God has purposed it to be, become. He will yoke you up every chance he get if you don't guard your anointing. You got to guard your anointing. Now, I said a topic, amen, this, my thought, amen, is, amen, literally, praise God, the anointed has to be consecrated. You're going to have to be consecrated in these last and evil days. I don't care what nobody say. They can call you crazy. They're going to say that you think you better than them. You don't want to socialize with them or whatever. But the more you stay up under the Lord, amen, going into that threshing floor, amen, seeking the Lord, amen, staying consecrated by the blood and that anointing being rested upon you, you can, amen, keep yourself from being destroyed from the enemy. For God said, my people, they are destroyed or perished because of lack of knowledge. The churches are not teaching what they should be teaching. They want to glorify themselves and say, oh, I did this program and I did this and did that. And the people are hungering and thirsting after righteousness and how to maintain their livelihood and keep them from being destroyed. Well, the pastors are not teaching it because they don't know and they don't want to know. They done started churches, and now they don't do the old-fashioned way, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they don't depart from it. They don't have the minister to sit down up under them for a year or so. But what they do is they go in and push that minister or those people out there and say, you got it, you can do it. And then those ministers fall or backslide. That anointing will keep you from a backslidden state. Amen. And that consecrated blood will keep you separated, amen, from those that don't want your good, amen, and from the demons. The blood of Jesus and the anointed arm, amen, is more powerful. The Holy Spirit, amen, is more powerful than anything in this world. This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. You must guard your anointing because the anointing destroys the yoke that Satan put upon you. He will yoke you up every, I mean often as he can do it, every day, amen, because he's really knowing that this is the end, amen, and he's got to get all of his, all that he can get, even if it's not his, he'll steal. He'll steal you from God, praise God. So you got to resist him and he'll flee, but you got to have that anointing in order to resist. The high priest and his son received the anointing all. Jesus was anointed without measure by the Holy Spirit. We have to get many anointings. The higher the Lord, the more we need to be anointed. Amen. God anointed us to stand up under pressure. Hebrews 5:8. Through 9. He will continue to keep us consecrated in order to protect us. Demons are everywhere and people are carriers. People are the ones that carry the demons. Amen. They don't have to carry the demons long. Demons are what you call, they can fly, they can move around anyway. But we as the body of Christ, in order to destroy the works of the enemy and to keep him from yoking us up and losing our position with God and our anointing and causing us to go around the mountain over and over again, we must have that anointing. The anointed has to be consecrated. We have to have the anointing, amen, and the blood. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Aaron was a minister before the Lord, and it was ordained for, amen, a spiritual service. When we're born again, we become a spirit being. We're no longer, amen, of the old Adamic nature. So we have to have the anointing to operate in the spiritual. Amen. So the anointed has to be consecrated. Those that are anointed by God has to be consecrated by the blood. Keep your anointing. Guard your anointing. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.